AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Six people under arrest in connection with a terrorism investigation in Minnesota. Authorities say they have been tracking young people who want to go overseas to fight with Islamic militants. Our Carlotta Bradley's tracking this story.
It's billed as an announcement regarding a joint terrorism task force operation. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Minneapolis says arrests were made in that city and San Diego and come from an investigation into young people who've traveled or tried to travel to Syria to fight with militants, including the Islamic State group.
The FBI plans a news conference today. Meanwhile, authorities say there is no threat to public safety. A tweet got a security researcher kicked off an airline flight over the weekend. Our Ed Donahue's got this story.
Chris Roberts' company tries to discover security leaks before they are exploited. On Twitter, he posted a suggestion that United Airlines' onboard systems could be hacked. Roberts was stopped from boarding a United flight from Colorado to San Francisco. Roberts had been removed from a United flight last week by the FBI after landing in Syracuse, New York, and was questioned for 4 hours after jokingly suggesting on Twitter he could get the oxygen masks on the plane to deploy. Roberts' laptop and other electronics were seized, although his lawyers say he hasn't seen a search warrant. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Activists want answers about what happened to 25-year-old Freddie Gray in Baltimore. He died yesterday, 1 week after he was rushed to the hospital with spinal injuries following an encounter with four Baltimore police officers. Police have said Gray was running away from the officers when he was arrested and placed in a transport van. The police commissioner says a task force will include homicide investigators. The Secret Service has arrested someone it says was trying to scale the White House fence last night. No details at the moment. This is AP Radio News. Country music honored its best last night. Our Margie Zarletta's got the winners.
Luke Bryan was named Entertainer of the Year at the Academy of Country Music Awards. Taylor Swift accepted a milestone award by remembering her country roots.
I'm so unbelievably proud that I learned to treat people with kindness and respect from country music. Hey, whatever
happens. Miranda Lambert won Album of the Year for Platinum, and Lee Bryce won Single Record of the Year for I Don't Dance. I'm Archie Zarletta.
Furious 7 is the top movie for a third weekend in a row. One expert says this film is making so much money, $294 million so far, that it's become part of movie folklore. And if you're flying within the U.S. this summer, you can expect lower airfares, but only by $2.01 on average, according to an industry group which handles ticket transactions for airlines and travel agencies. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.